And if we want to calculate the density of states in this case, we need to know how many of these solutions, how many of these wave-like solutions I can put in a box of length L. Right now I'm doing the one-dimensional problem. So I have these waves and I apply periodic boundary conditions. The first one is got one wavelength in the box, and I drew these blue and red lines, and the blue and red lines are the real and the imaginary parts of the plane wave. The plane wave is a complex function. It's got a real part and an imaginary part. So it would be cosine kx minus omega t plus I sine kx minus omega t. But the top one is the plane wave with one wavelength in the box. And then the second one is the plane wave with two wavelengths in the box. And so the allowed solutions look like this. There's a k equals zero, which is just a constant. And then there's one wavelength in the box moving right, two wavelengths in the box moving right, one wavelength in the box moving left, two wavelengths in the box moving left, and so forth like that. Those are the possible solutions. And if I want to calculate the density of states in K, the density of states is the, or I should say it this way, the density of states dk times a little dk is the number of states per unit length that there are between k and k plus dk. And so what I have to do is, again, choose a dk that has some points in it and say, how many states are there in this, in that region? And that's dk divided by the distance between the points. And I get a factor of 2 because there are left and right moving waves. And I get another factor of 2 because there's spin. So there's a right moving wave with upspin, and there's a right moving wave with downspin. And in the end, I get a density of states in K, which is 2 over pi, which is exactly the density of states we had for photons. And because for photons, there was a right moving wave and a left moving wave, and there were the two polarizations. And then it turns out for photons, there's two polarizations, and for electrons, there's these two values of spin. So the density of states turns out, the density of states in K turns out to be exactly the same. And it's really just counting the number of waves that fit in a box with periodic boundary conditions. This is the same problem. So it at most could have differed by a constant, but it turns out to be exactly the same.